This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Joy Studios in Melbourne, this is the Community Network News, with news from around Australia and around the world. I'm Eric Williams, executive producer of this national program. Here now our presenters from the Melbourne studios, Anthony and Penn.
With the latest Community Network News, I'm Penn Franz.
And I'm Anthony Lawton. The group behind the anti-same-sex ads during the last federal election have apologised for the campaign. Tasmania's Timber Industries in 2007 ran a series of TV ads attacking the Greens' policy of same-sex marriage as socially dangerous. Local activist Martine Delaney accepted the apology from the TCA. She now hopes Tassie's Liberal Party follows their lead and does the same for a similar campaign during the 2006 state election.
Danae Gibson is the new general manager of gay radio station Joy 94.9. Joy president Stephen Duns explains.
Danae became the preferred candidate, so in both ways it was a difficult decision and then it was an easy decision. So we're very excited about offering the job to Danae and the fact that she has accepted it.
Ms. Gibson comes to Joy from Perth, where she's currently involved in community radio and lecturing at TAFE. The position takes effect from November 9.
Suicide prevention across the country will be in the spotlight as the Senate inquiry continues. Green Senator Rachel Seward says suicide in country areas needs more attention.
There's not the same level of counselling services in rural and regional areas. Again, there's been issues in rural Australia. The need for increased resources, I'm expecting that that will be a significant issue during the inquiry.
Same-sex couples in the ACT are hoping that the third time is lucky. The Greens have reintroduced a bill to allow them to have a legal civil union ceremony. ACT's Labor Caucus supports the bill, but it's yet to be seen whether the Rudd government will intervene again. Currently, same-sex couples in the ACT can register their unions, but not have a legal ceremony.
Equal Love's campaign for same-sex marriage will now go year-round, with another rally planned for next month. Two student groups have decided to give the issue another push after the success of last month's national meets.
It was a really positive energy, and I think particularly the fact that there were so many younger people who were coming out to protest for perhaps the first time, and we wanted to tap into that enthusiasm and keep it going.
That's student Liam Byrne.
Researchers in Thailand have created an experimental vaccine that's cut the risk of contracting HIV by 31%. The treatment is a combination of two existing failed vaccines and targets strains of HIV prevalent in Asia. Over 16,000 people took part in the trials over the course of 3 years. A surprising success, the trial results offer unexpected hope to those involved in the field of HIV research.
The economic slowdown is one of the reasons behind further delays for a new retirement village for the gay and lesbian community. Costing $26 million to build near Balan in country Victoria, developers now say it looks like it will be finished next year. That'll make it 3 years since plans were approved by a local council, with over 150 people keen to move in when it is completed.
Gay couples in Scotland have won the same rights as heterosexuals when it comes to adoption. Welcomed by gay rights activists and criticised by the Catholic Church, the new law is not expected to have a dramatic effect. The rate of adoption by gays in Scotland has been minimal to date. Previously, gay individuals could adopt, but not couples.
Briefly in other news, in a move that's upset the bullfighting fraternity, a Spanish matador will advertise a gay energy drink on the back of his cloak. Aussie defence bases could be sold off and turned into detention centres to cope with overcrowding. In the US, Congress is being urged by two openly gay members to pass a bill that would improve rights for gays and transsexuals in the workplace. And Melbourne's deputy Suzanne Riley has backed up City Lord Mayor Robert Doyle's comments and says cyclists need to stay on the roads where they belong.
Now, there are pedestrians, there are children, and there are walkers to our parks. I don't believe there's any need for them to be in the Fitzroy Gardens, Treasury Gardens or Carlton Gardens.
To QNN Sport, lobbying for the right to host the 2016 Olympic Games is heating up, with the winning city due to be announced on October 2. Madrid, Chicago, Tokyo and Rio de Janeiro are vying for the honour. Come Out to Play, a study on gays in sport, is currently being compiled by researchers at Victoria Uni. Data for the study comes from an online survey that participants completed. And Gold Coast and Wellington kick off round 9 in the A-League comp at Skilled Park on the Gold Coast on Friday night.
If you're listening to Q&N, we'd like to hear from you. Any gay-related events or news happening in your community, let us know. Email qnn@joy.org.au.
Portions of this broadcast have been compiled with the help of Doug Pollard. That's Q&N for this week. I'm Pen Franz.
And I'm Anthony Lawton. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
This has been the Community Network News, a national news program from the studios of Joy Radio in Melbourne. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Eric Williams.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.